This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. President Joe Biden opened the first overseas trip of his term Wednesday with a declaration that the United States is back as he seeks to reassert the nation on the world stage and steady European allies deeply shaken by his predecessor. Speaking to U.S. troops at Royal Air Force Base Mildenhall in England, President Biden said his trip is about strengthening bonds and standing up to Moscow's aggression.
This is my first overseas trip as President of the United States. I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know.
Biden has set the stakes for his 8-day trip in sweeping terms, believing the West must publicly demonstrate it can compete economically with China as the world emerges from the coronavirus pandemic. It is also an open repudiation of his predecessor Donald Trump, who scorned alliances and withdrew from a global climate change agreement that Biden has since rejoined. A Moscow court has outlawed the organizations founded by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny by labeling them extremist, the latest move in a campaign to silence dissent and bar Kremlin critics from running for parliament in September. The ruling sends a tough message 1 week before President Vladimir Putin holds a summit meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden in Geneva. The Moscow City Court's ruling, effective immediately, prevents people associated with Navalny's Foundation for Fighting Corruption and his sprawling regional network from seeking public office. Many of Navalny's allies had hoped to run for parliament. The extremism label also carries lengthy prison terms for activists who have worked with the organizations and their donors. This is VOA News. Insurgents shot dead at least 10 Afghans working for an agency clearing landmines in an attack on their camp in the north of the country. Reuters' Emily Wither has more.
The Halo Trust said in a statement that an unknown armed group killed at least 10 of its Afghan staff. More than a dozen people were wounded. The agency said there were 110 workers at the camp, and an official said that most of the survivors fled to nearby villages. The Interior Ministry said the gunmen were Taliban insurgents, though the group denied involvement. After decades of conflict, Afghanistan is strewn with mines and unexploded ordnance. Agencies have been working to clear them in the years since the Taliban were ousted in 2001. The Taliban frequently attack demining workers because, government officials say, the workers often help to defuse roadside bombs that insurgents have planted.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. The leader of the Nigerian extremist group Boko Haram, Abubakar Shekau, has killed himself, according to a jihadi group linked to the Islamic State group. An audio recording purportedly from Abu Musab al-Banawi, the leader of the Islamic State West Africa province, said Shekau detonated explosives, killing himself after a battle between the two groups. The audio message follows media reports last month that Shekau, one of Africa's most wanted men, blew himself up to evade capture by ISWAP fighters. This is the first time his death has been publicly acknowledged. There had been several false reports about Shekau's death in the past, with Shekau later appearing in videos to refute them. Olympic marathons that were initially moved from Tokyo to the northern city of Sapporo to avoid the intense summer heat have run into another problem, the coronavirus pandemic. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Hokkaido, the northernmost island where Sapporo is the main city, has the second highest per capita COVID-19 rate in Japan, even higher than Tokyo. Opposition from residents is growing, and officials in the city say they still don't have key information, including the number of athletes to expect and details on health facilities. Sapporo hosted a half marathon as a test event in May. All participants, including 6 international athletes, had to log their temperature and answer a health questionnaire daily in the week leading up to the event. Organizers hailed it a success. But this week, more than a dozen civic groups in Hokkaido Prefecture submitted a petition to demand the governor cancel all events scheduled to take place in the city.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burns.